Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Suzette Annette, and I will be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We all know a deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's pause and take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This summer, we're working to memorize God's words from Isaiah 55. Say these words with me. This is the word of the Lord from Isaiah 55, 6 through 12. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. The word of the Lord. Today, I'll be reading from Genesis 28, 10 through 20, and the version is God's Big Picture Storybook Bible by N.T. Wright. So hear the word of the Lord. Jacob ran. He knew he had to leave, but where could he go? He decided he would look for Laban, his uncle who lived in Haran, and tell him what had happened. It was a long journey. One night, he was so tired that he went to sleep with a stone for his pillow. As he slept, God sent him a dream. In the dream, he saw a stairway that stretched from earth to heaven. Angels were walking up and down on it. And there, standing at the top, was God. "I am with you," said God. "This land is for you and your children, and you will be a blessing to the whole world." When Jacob woke up, he said to himself, "This place must be the house of God." At last, Jacob arrived in Haran, where he found Laban and the rest of Abraham's family. Jacob stayed with them for 7 years, working on Laban's farm. During that time, Jacob fell in love with Laban's younger daughter, Rachel, and he asked to marry her. But Laban tricked Jacob and gave him his elder daughter, Leah, instead. Laban then promised to give him Rachel as well if Jacob promised to work for him for another 7 years. After those 7 years had gone by, Jacob decided to make the long journey back to Canaan. He gathered his two wives, his large family, and all their belongings, and they set off. One night, something very strange happened. Jacob was alone outside when suddenly he met a stranger who challenged him to a wrestling match. All through the night they wrestled, and in the morning Jacob realized that the stranger was an angel. The angel gave him God's blessing. "You know, Jacob," he said, "you really should be called Israel. The name Israel means fighter of God." The word of the Lord. What do you wonder today? I wonder what the stairway to heaven looks like in Jacob's dream. I also wonder if you've ever had a wrestling match with an angel. Have you ever wrestled with God before? I wonder, what's important in this story for you? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.